The real estate website Trulia is successfully riding the housing recovery and has just gone public. After one day of trading, the San Francisco-based company is valued at well over $500 million. From our member station KQED, Arthi Shahani reports this is seen as a boost for the tech sector after Facebook's shaky plunge into the stock market.
San Francisco realtor Shaban Chakuri and I hop out of his silver BMW. We're house hunting with the Trulia.com mobile app on our phones.
This is 1958 Sacramento Street.
I see. So we're standing in front of this property, no for sale sign, but we know it's for sale because it's showing up on our smartphones.
That's right. It's showing up on our smartphones, and it's showing us all of the square footage, a price per foot, and how many views there have been, which is a really unique metric because normally you don't see that unless it's your own listing. You might want to factor that in when making an offer.
Now, you are, in fact, part of the business model, Shaban. You pay the company for your name and number to pop up on people's Androids and iPhones when they're house hunting.
I pay a few hundred dollars a month for that.
How many people do you get calling you?
I usually get a few calls a week.
Chakuri and Trulia are both treading new waters. The online real estate company put up a for sale sign on its own stock yesterday, opening at the New York Stock Exchange at $22 a share, well above the asking price. By law, Trulia employees can't grant interviews right now. Sam Hamada, CEO of the research firm Privco, says Trulia's initial public offering is the first real test of the market's appetite for technology startups since Facebook's rocky debut.
Right now in Silicon Valley, everyone from venture capital firms to private companies with IPOs in the pipeline to bankers are breathing a collective sigh of relief you could almost hear audibly.
Trulia makes money by selling advertisements and subscriptions to realtors. While Trulia has not yet turned a profit, Hamada estimates its revenue nearly doubled in the last year, climbing to $77 million.
If they're losing realtors, then no question that the value of the company will be hurt, the revenue will be hurt, and they will be hurt. So they must make sure that they have enough on the demand side from house hunters to keep those realtors actually closing deals.
Trulia is part of a cottage industry that's moving real estate listings from newspapers to websites and smartphones. Competitors include Redfin, Realtor.com, and Zillow. Spencer Raskoff, the CEO of Zillow, says these companies don't depend on the housing market so much as help it.
It's about giving consumers access to information that previously was locked up in county courthouses or secret databases. Information is power, and to the extent that home shoppers have information at their fingertips, I believe that's good for the economy and that's good for the real estate market.
The realtor Shaban Chakuri agrees that these websites and mobile apps are modernizing his business.
You know, it's a good way for me to meet clients, and it's a good way for clients to reach me because there's so many of us out there.
It's like a dating service.
Yes, a little less romantic.
As for the stock, Chakuri says he'll buy a Trulia share after he closes his first Trulia deal. For NPR News, I'm Arthi Shahani in San Francisco.